So the Buddha used these three words, mano, citta, and vijnana. You must know the difference between these few words. So the first one is mano. Mano. Second one is citta. Then the third one is vijnana. What is mano? Mano is actually your mundane mind, understand? That's why in Dhammapada verse 1 and 2, the twin verse, mind is the forerunner of all things, mind is chi. And that one is the mundane mind, mano. Mundane mind. So this one has Dhammapada verse 1 and 2. Very often stated, mano something. Then citta. Citta, you have heard of this word under cittanupassana. Understand? Cittanupassana, very often. Mindfulness of citta. So actually, citta is your thought. So citta is basically your thought. And what is thought? Thought is equals to vijnana, the pure consciousness, plus its content. Content of consciousness. So when the pure receptacle, spacious awareness, you shrink into a small area to perceive something, that space is a pure awareness and a sama. Then you input the content of consciousness, which is your mental thinking, activity, everything, or mental state when you stir. Okay? So this content can be your planning, your scheming, your fear, your worry, your anxiety, or wrong view, or your selfishness, or your emotional negativity, or your fear, your phobia, whatever. Everything that your mind can do is the content. So within this, there is also feeling and perception. You also feel, you also perceive. The seven universal include feeling and perception and contact. Then, of course, ekagata. Ekagata is like focusing, attention, focusing. Yeah. Then you also have your cetana, mental intention, and all those things. So all these, you input into the space. That's how you perceive it. Then your mind have the views, opinion, conditioning, and memory. You create thinking. Sankara sanya, sankara sanya. Sanya means perceive, then think. Think then perceive, think. That's why sankara sanya, these two words, they keep on operating inside your mind. So sankara sanya is what the mundane mind, the heedless thinking mind always do. They think, they perceive. They think, they perceive. They perceive, they think. Whereas this vijnana is just the pure receptacle, the pure conscious space before you input the content of consciousness. And normally that one can be just pure consciousness or pure perception before the arising of the aggregate of mind. That's why under the five aggregate of form and mind, five aggregates of form and mind, you have rupa, then vedana, sanya, sankara, and the last one is the above, vijnana. So this rupa, as you know, first aspect is our physical form. Physical form means your human body, your human being, or external form. Second aspect, where the form enters the mind through the aggregates of perception, you perceive it. Vedana is feeling. Every moment of sense experience upon contact, feeling is definitely there. Understand? Then perception is the one that brings the external form into the mind. So this is feeling. So perception brings the external form into mind. Then this one, sankhara, is mental formation or activity. Or activity. Or everything your mind can do. So this minyanang is actually the receptacle that hold all these things. So this one is a receptacle. Correct or not the spelling? Correct, huh? Receptacle. Correct, okay. So now you understand why in certain area the Buddha used this word vijnana. Because these are the aggregates of mind. What your mind can do, your mind can feel clear, yeah? Your mind can perceive. That's how you come to know thing, and that thing that you know enters the mind. The external thing that you know, external form, it can be through seeing consciousness, hearing, smell, taste, tactile, or thought consciousness. Then sankhara is mental formation or mental activity. Means all of your movement inside there. Your thinking, your planning, your scheming, your mental states, emotional negativity, your fear, your whatever, even cunningness, everything included. Planning, scheming, daydreaming, whatever your mind can do is sankhara. That's why the Buddha always use sabbe sankhara anicca. He never tried to use all these sabbe vedana sanya sankhara. No. One word, sankhara, include vedana and sanya, which is everything your mind can do is sankhara. So this is the content of consciousness. Understand? That's why the content goes into the pure awareness. The pure awareness is when the Buddha said, in the seeing, like the physics experiment, is nature's law. That consciousness just surface, like the light bulb, just like up. That's why that is the seeing consciousness. No one to see. Nasana. Hearing is the same. That consciousness of hearing arise. No one to hear. It's just like the light bulb, like up. But because our brain, our memory, our conditioning, our views, our opinion, our belief system, our habitual tendency, they are all in the brain here. That's why the moment you see, the content goes in, understand? Then it becomes a thought. Because that space that has the content suddenly to become a thought, understand? That's why arise, disappear. Then another perception, sankhara sanya. Perceive, think, understand now? Or perceive, react, understand now? So this is sankhara, your thinking, your reaction to sense experience, your emotion. Just like they call it mental states, etc. Yeah, I think so. That's why I feel funny.
CLE.
C, yeah?
CLE.
Yeah. CTLE.
No,
CLE. CLE. Oh, okay. Yeah, so here is the same. So now is it clear? Yeah? These three. Minyana, Chitta, Mano. So Chitta is always the thought. That's why when your Chitta has greed, you must be aware. When your Chitta is spacious, tranquil, you must be aware. Mindfulness of Chitta. So all the manifestation of Chitta with its content, you must be aware. Aware means what? That's why in the four foundation of mindfulness, After Kaya Nupassana, to develop your mindfulness through anchoring your awareness to your Kaya, where our Kaya is always in the present moment. No matter how you move, how you develop the action and movement, it is always in the moment. You understand? So when your awareness and the action is one, you are always in the moment. Okay? That's why you are mindful. You are aware. No thought. So this is how the Buddha wants you to develop. Train your Kaya Nupassana until very stable. Then of course the five category of practice. You start with Anapanasati, then mindfulness of the four posture, which is the main Kaya movement, understand not? Then the connecting movement between the four posture, that's why Sati Sampajana, mindfulness and clear comprehension, which leads to daily mindfulness. Then after that, only use that tranquil mind in awareness with creativity to contemplate the four elements, the 32 part, the nine stages of cemetery decomposition. Then after that, after overcoming covetousness and greed, then only you go and do mindfulness of feeling. Mindfulness of feeling is relatively easier than mindfulness of citta. Why? Because feeling only got three types. Pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. Understand? Then most of the time it's positive, negative, like and dislike, pleasant, unpleasant. So this one is to train you to understand that your feeling has been conditioned into mental hindrance, which is sensual desire and evil. That's why pleasant, unpleasant, like and dislike. This is how you stir your mind. Stirring of the mind. Where the error is. Just now I write the reaction. Here. Understand? When your mind stir and react, yeah. So here you can add it. Yeah? Reaction and stirring. Yeah? So Sankara is the one that actually do all the movement. So the reaction, the stirring create defilements. Understand? Even your fear, your insecurity, your anger, your emotion, your phobia, all those mind states, they are part of Sankara. But they are not called Vedana Nupassana. Why? Because Vedana is only limited to like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant. But when you have fear, insecurity, other type of emotion, sometimes it can be the mind that is trained is in stillness, tranquility, peacefulness, spacious awareness. So all those are under citta, citta nupassana. So citta nupassana is the third category. That's why when you are able to be mindful of Vedana, then you can move to citta, the content of consciousness. Means you can see the content of consciousness. That's why you must be mindful of the content, your subtle craving, your subtle desire, your whatever movement inside your mundane mind. So the thought with the content you input, it has all your mental intention, your mental states. Whatever activity you do is all there. That's why the content of consciousness is what you must see in the meditation. You must have awareness to see all this. When your awareness is stable, it's possible. The Paticchasamuppada become very clear. You can be at the moment of contact. The mind hasn't stirred yet, hasn't moved yet. But this one needs mindfulness, awareness, sati. And you also need some form of initial wisdom to see. Otherwise, you will stir. Stir it away. Feeling, condition, craving. Craving, condition, grasping. Then you become more aggressive, becoming damper. All this move very fast if you are not careful. We are two habitual tendency. Habitual means very mechanical. You keep on doing it, repeat it, it become your habits. Okay, so these three, by now, if you understand, then you understand the teaching very easily. Okay.